From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. Meat Export Federation held its 8th annual Latin American Product Showcase last week in the Dominican Republic. The event drew a record turnout of 190 red meat buyers from 20 countries across the Caribbean, Central America, and South America, with 54 exporting companies from the U.S. The showcase was conducted with support from the National Pork Board Beef Checkoff Program, Nebraska Beef Council, the Wisconsin Beef Council, the United Soybean Board, and the Iowa Soybean Association. The Competition Bureau has reached an agreement with BASF in connection with its proposed purchase of assets that Bayer AG must sell following its recent Monsanto acquisition. According to agrimarketing.com, the Bureau concluded BASF's acquisition of the Bayer assets would substantially lessen or prevent competition in the supply of canola seeds and traits in Canada. To address those concerns, BASF has agreed to sell its Clearfield production system for canola and supporting assets. Turns out the Center for Disease Control's widely cited study showing farmers with the nation's highest suicide rate was wrong. AgriMarketing.com reports the agency retracted the data Friday, which showed people in farming, fishing, and forestry had suicide rates of 84.5 per 100,000 people, four times the national average. Those figures persuaded lawmakers to include funding for mental health support for farmers and ranchers in the Senate Farm Bill. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.